Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name's Mai Soon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good. I'm Camille Muller.
All right. And did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Hair Relaxer lawsuit?
They transferred me, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you did not already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
I did not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
You're going in and out. Can you say that again, please?
Yes. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with any cancers after using hair relaxer?
I was.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What type of cancer was it?
Ovarian.
Oh, wow. And when were you diagnosed?
October of 2023.
2023. And have you used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes, it was 22 years that I used it.
Okay.
The last 20 years.
22. And then do you remember your diagnosing doctor's name and the facility?
You're going in and out. I can't hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes, you said the diagnosing doctor.
Yes, the doctor and the facility.
Oh, it was my GYN. It was Dr. Albright, and it was the University of Pennsylvania Hospital.
Okay, was it Dr. DeCarla Albright?
Correct. It's, yeah. That's the GYN, my OBGYN.
Okay. And then for the facility, is that the one on, let me check the address, the one on 3701 Market Street?
No, it's 3400 Spruce Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19104. Not market.
Okay, thank you. And did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than four times in a year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah.
And do you know on average how many times per year you were using hair relaxer?
I use it during the year probably 5 to 6 times a year.
Okay. So at least 5 times per year.
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Right. And what is your date of birth?
9/1/1970.
70. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you know of anyone else who was also affected by the hair relaxer?
Say that again?
Do you know anyone else who was also affected after using hair relaxer?
I do not.
Okay. And then what state were you using the hair relaxer in?
Pennsylvania.
And do you remember what year you first started using hair relaxer?
Believe it was around 2001, August of 2001.
2001. And then when did you stop using it?
October 2023.
23. And how often were you applying it? Was it weekly, monthly?
From what I really don't remember, but I think she was doing, I got it done in a salon. So I believe it was like every 4 to 6 weeks. I'm not sure, to be honest. 4 to 6 weeks. But
Oh.
she stayed with me.
4 to 6 weeks. And you said it was for about 22 years consecutively?
Yes.
And then do you remember the brand of product that was being used?
She used the L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay. And did your diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using hair relaxer?
Was it 2 to 3 years after?
Yes.
Well, I was diagnosed in 2023. I started in 2001. So that's.
Yeah, so at least over 20 years after you first started using hair relaxer.
Yeah.
And then did you receive any treatment for your diagnosis?
I did.
What type of treatment was it?
So I had to get a total hysterectomy. I had to get chemotherapy, and I also received immunotherapy. And I had to take pain medication.
Oh, wow.
Yes, very stressful.
Right. And do you remember your treatment date?
My treatment date was in October of 2023. It was like maybe like 4 to 5 days after my diagnosis. It was pretty fast.
Okay. And then for that treating doctor, was that the same, the Dr. Albright?
The treating doctor was that Dr. Albright is the GYN, OBGYN. Dr. Tanay, I don't know how to pronounce his name, but he's the oncologist that treated me. So that's the treatment doctor.
Okay, and can you spell his name for me?
I spell it for you. Let me look it up.
Okay.
I want to give you the correct spelling, so.
Okay.
I think it's Tanay. The first name is Jonas.
Okay.
Tanay. That's the oncologist.
Okay. And then was this at the same facility or a different place?
No, he's at University Hospital, University of Penn as well, the same address, 3400 Spruce, Philadelphia, PA 19104.
Okay. Right. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And then I have your first name spelled Camille.
Correct.
Okay. Last name Miller.
Correct.
Right. And then what is your primary email address?
Miller, Miller, dot C1, R is for kit, C is in kit, F is in Sam, 13 at Gmail.
Thank you. And then your main cell phone number, is that the 215-390-0413?
Correct.
Okay. And what is your social?
19960-3766.
Okay. And then your current home address?
8470 Limekiln, Pike, Pike, Wincote, PA 19095.
Okay, that was 8470 Limekiln Pike.
Correct.
Okay, and then that was in Wincote, Pennsylvania, 19095.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. And then do you have any medical records?
I do. They're with my doctor.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Sure. Let me give you my daughter. Brianna Miller.
Okay. Does she live with you?
She lives in Virginia, no. Two
237-1969. And was that Briana or?
Just one N.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And have you used DocuSign before?
Yes.
Okay.
With my job. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because I'm going to go ahead and send over the documents to you right now. You should receive it. I sent it as a text message and to your email. So whichever one is easier for you to open up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You are going to receive from June. Okay. So it says, please sign. Okay, I'm going to look at this.
Yeah, there should be a start button that'll open up the documents.
Okay, so I just press start, right? Just press start.
Yes.
Okay, it says completed. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I just received it.
Okay.
Right. And then I just sent you another text for my direct line, just so you have my number, and I sent you the law firm's information as well. So they should be reaching out to you within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps. But if you do miss their call, I sent you the number just so you can give them a call back.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Of course. Did you have any other questions before I let you go?
No. No.
Okay.
Is it going to be like, is it going to be, it's not a specific, it might be just a random number or something. So just answer all my calls, correct? Like,
yes. Well, I sent you their number. They might call from that specific one. Or if you do miss it, they'll leave a voicemail so you know it's them.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.